week 9 of the 2024 NFL season, with the Eagles set to host the 2-6 Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday at 4:05 at Lincoln Financial Field. I'm Dave Uram from KYW. He is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. And Merrill, yesterday, Nick Sirianni holding his day after video conference. What stood out to you from the session?
Well, it was a very upbeat press conference. Everybody seemed pleased. Nick talked about the offense trending forward. He said, things change from week to week, but you are always evolving.
What did he have to say about Devontae and his bounce back performance from, I believe, -2 yards from the previous game?
You know, he said you go into every game planning to spread the ball around to get everybody involved, but then the game begins and situations dictate where you actually go. But he said Devontae never complains about anything. He just goes out and plays good football, even if it's as a blocker that day. But he had a big day on Sunday, only having 2 targets the week before against the Giants. But he said he is a great player. He said, and he was the man this week. He said, being a team means fighting for each other, being selfless, and celebrating together.
Yeah, they are definitely selfless on offense, especially with all the playmakers they have. Let's turn to the defense, Merrill. And I got to tell you, these two rookies that the Eagles have, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, the defensive backs, first and second round pick. Merrill, they have been holding their own throughout the season, making big plays. They really have.
Well, they have been, and they don't play like rookies. I mean, Cooper DeJean missed most of training camp with an injury, and then he started late in the training camp to get some work. But he has arrived. He knows what he's doing out there. And Quinyon Mitchell, they like to say he was ready on the day he arrived. But he's a great player, too. It's just kind of frustrating for Quinyon Mitchell to not have an interception yet. He has come ever so close, and I keep saying it's going to happen. Well, it is, but I'd love to see it happen this week.
He almost had one this past week, but I think he was out of bounds, right?
Every week there's something. One time he gets knocked off by another player. I think it was Gardner Johnson. I said, but he's going to have one.
He will. It's only a matter of time.
As they say, interceptions come in bunches, and he's a guy who's going to have multiple interceptions.
Sure. What did Nick have to say about Quinyon and Cooper?
Just that they're such talented players, how impressed he is. He said, but in this league, you are only as good as your best game.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll close with this in terms of Nick's press conference, because we'll stick with the defense and we'll stick in the defensive backfield in the secondary. Slay has a groin injury. What is the latest on Slay?
There is no latest, except we saw him leave the field. But he's had injuries throughout the season, but he seems to come back. But if he's not able to go, they have a lot of confidence in Isaiah Rodgers.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk about Jalen Hurts, Merrill, because, you know, 2024, to some, got off to a bumpy start for Jalen Hurts. But the last 3 weeks, QB ratings of at least 119, no turnovers the last 3 weeks, really good the other day against the Bengals. A lot of high praise for Jalen Hurts right now. What do you think of the way that he has performed in these past 3 weeks?
Look, you know how I feel about Jalen Hurts. I think he is a great young quarterback. But you have to remember, and I've spoken about this at length, the fact that they went through training camp with no live game action in the preseason. There's no tackling to the ground. It's an adjustment. There's a new offensive coordinator. It takes a while to really get to the point where you feel you can have big games. September is a feeling out process. But Jalen Hurts has come on, and he has been better every week. This was his best game in a long time. And the amazing thing about Jalen Hurts is you look at him, you see the talent, and then just stop for a moment and remember, he's only 26 years old, and many of the great quarterbacks have their best years in their 30s. So I think he is really on the right track.
You know, quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles is maybe the most scrutinized position, athletic position in all of Philadelphia sports. Jalen is certainly capable of handling all of that criticism and constructive criticism, and there's no question that he has played better over the past 3 weeks. And Merrill, just from an outsider's perspective, it seems like with more time with Kellen Moore, he's getting more comfortable in that aspect too. That's what it seems like from the outside.
Well, I think we talked earlier about the fact that the offense is evolving, and Jalen Hurts is a big part of that. Yep. And they're putting him in position to make plays. He's got great weapons around him, And he's a guy who never gets too high or too low. I think he's heading in a really, really positive direction.
And this upcoming week is another good opportunity for the offense to put on a show, because the Jaguars' defense ranks near the bottom in just about most main categories on defense. They're having a rough season. They are 2-6. Doug Peterson's Jaguars not playing well. You have watched them at different times, I assume, throughout this season, Merrill. What has stood out to you, just generally speaking, about Jacksonville and the way things are going for them?
Well, they have talent, and Trevor Lawrence is a dangerous quarterback, but they have made a mistake here and a mistake there. I think Doug Peterson's a very good coach. Look, he's the coach that took the Eagles to the Super Bowl in Super Bowl 52. He's also the coach who was there when Jalen Hurts was drafted. Yeah. And I remember in that first year we talked about Jalen Hurts, and he said that there's not a pass that he can't make. He's just enormously talented. He was one of the biggest supporters and one of the reasons that Jalen Hurts got his career off to a good start.
Great point. Great point. Good stuff as always, Merrill. We got the coordinators today, so we'll get your thoughts on what Vic Fangio, Michael Clay, and Kellen Moore have to say tomorrow morning after they talk later today. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.